senior defenseman, and another first set, new set of downs for the Sandusky Redskins.
Yeah, they get it to Franzel. He is the far right back. They run all three of them from right to left around the outside. They pick up the ends, and the hole is actually created up the middle. And Franzel does a nice job. The intended play is to go outside. He sees an opening up the middle, cuts back, and they're able to pin off Partica up the middle and go right up the heart and get a nice first down gain, easily a 10 or 11 yard gain for Sandusky.
Working a few steps off the right hash inside the 30-yard line. It's a handoff going around the right end to Washi again. Tackle made by Preston Halleck after about a 2-yard gain down to about the 26-yard line. Second down, they're going to say a 3-yard gain for Washi. Second down, 7 yards to go for the Redskins. 2:39 left in the first quarter, 6-0.
Sandusky doing a really good job of pulling guards, getting around the outside, and sealing off the defensive end and linebacker. And the running back is able to get all the way to the yardage markers, like 50 and 40-yard line spots, before they even run into any trouble, getting 2 or 3 yards before a Bearcat defender is anywhere in the area. So the Bearcats got to swarm to the ball a little bit better, but credit Sandusky for blocking better so far in this first quarter.
It's a delayed handoff right up the middle to Zach Franzel. He's out for the running, breaks free of his first tackle, and finally whipped down at the 8-yard line by Casey Sweeney. From the 26-yard line down to the 8, another 18-yard pickup for Franzel. Now it's first and goal situation from the Ubley 8-yard line.
Sandusky again blocking better than the Bearcats are getting off those tacklers. And these running backs are not missing the holes, Clark. They are seeing where their blockers are, making the proper cuts. And then some poor tackling by the Bearcats early in this game. You're seeing bodies bouncing off those Sandusky running backs. And they got to tackle a little bit better. And for now, it's first and goal for the Redskins.
First and goal from the 8-yard line. Carlson hands it off to right up the middle to number 25, Franzel again. He's working and on a second effort gets down to about the 5-yard line. Tackle made by Shane Ozentowski. And a second down goal to go from the 5-yard line after a 4-yard gain.
Yeah, second, third, fourth effort. He's just refusing to go down. Bearcats laying all over the place. Just a tough run there by Sandusky. Able to move that ball ahead now, fighting about 5 yards to go.
Minute 10 left in this first quarter. 6-0 Sandusky leading the Ubley Bearcats. At the 5-yard line, second down, goal to go off that right hash. Carlson under center, 3-man backfield as always. Wayne the snap. Hands out to a second man, Wedge. Wedge down to about the 1-yard line before forward progress is stopped. Tackle made by number 55, Nolan Van Erp on the defensive line. And it'll be third down, goal to go from the 1-yard. Actually, they're going to split him down at the 2-yard line. So a 3-yard gain for Wedge with less than a minute to play in the first quarter.
Gosh, I thought he got almost all the way to the goal line.
So
that tells you how bad our angle is from right here, Clark. But another powerful run, standing up the first defender, making the second and third Bearcat come over to make that tackle. So powerful running game by Sandusky so far is causing some havoc here for the Bearcat defense.
Carlson away in the snap. Hands off to Washi, and Washi is in. Touchdown, Sandusky. Braxton Washi makes himself comfortable in the end zone for the second score of the night for the Redskins, and now they lead 12-0 with 17 seconds left in this first quarter.
Yeah, Sandusky very impressive so far early in this game, scoring on both their first two possessions, trying to tack on the two-point conversion here to get it to 14-0.
Took more than 6 minutes on that drive. 4 6 points. It's a pitch out to the right side, and Washi has one man to beat, and he's in. 2-point conversion is good. And the Sandusky Redskins lead 14-0 over the visiting Ubley Bearcats with 17 seconds left in the first quarter. 14-0, Sandusky leads Ubley on the WLW Sports Network.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their three truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
Hello folks, Denny King here, the King of Cars at Moore Motors Ford Lincoln Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Caro. Making deals happen with the lowest prices possible is what we do here at Moore Motors. Customer service is the biggest reason our customers come back time and time again. And we all take great pride in going the extra step to make your purchase as easy as possible. And with a knowledgeable, certified veteran sales team, we know that you won't get a better sales experience anywhere else. So come see us today in Caro at Moore Motors or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Sandusky goes with the onside kick. And the flag flies at the 36-yard line. As Ubley's ready to go on offense here with 9 seconds left in this first quarter. No word yet from the officials exactly what is going on here. Looks like a personal foul, late hit against Sandusky. If I'm reading that correctly,
it was either a late hit or a taunt of some kind. It sure looked like the Sandusky tackler. Was it Mata, guys? Was it Mata made the tackle? It just looked like he kind of stared him down a little bit. I didn't think it was that bad, but apparently this officiating crew certainly thought it was.
So the Ubley Bearcats will now start inside Sandusky territory at the 49-yard line of Sandusky with 9 seconds left here in the first quarter. Right to left cross radius, Ubley trailing by 14 points. And Sweeney hands it off right up the middle. And William Spicer, the fullback, has nowhere to go fast. It's going to be a loss of a yard on the play. Tackle made by Adam Scott. Defensive tackle for Sandusky. Second down, 11 to go.
Yeah, he is the big defensive tackle. You have to block him down, get him out of the way if you're going to run right at him. But guess what? Ubley's back in their own territory now.
And we've reached the end of the first quarter. After 12 minutes of play, the Sandusky Redskins have scored twice. 14-0 over the Ubley Bearcats right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Your number one from area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
From Sandusky, it's 14-0 Redskins over the Bearcats as now both teams flip to the other side. Flip to the other side of the field, and now we have some other scores at the end of the first quarter. Lakers leads Bad Axe 12-6. Lakers scores just before the end of the first quarter. Harbor Beach leads KPAC 14-7 at the end of the first. Here now into the second quarter, and it's Ethan Lemke getting the pitch from Casey Sweeney. He breaks free of his first inside Sandusky territory, cuts back in at about the 37-yard line. They're going to mark him back out at the 39. We have a late flag flying in. It's going to be a face mask more than likely against Sandusky. So Ethan Lemke runs out for a 16-yard scamper to start and then plus the flag on top of that.
How about a play that looked like it was going nowhere and Lemke made two people miss along the way? What's funny about that, Clark, is there's an official about 3 yards from the play and he could not see that face mask. Unbelievable. It took the guy from center field back there to make that call. He absolutely grabbed the face mask on the way down. So add some yardage onto that run, but a great individual run by Ethan Lemke as a play that was supposed to go up the middle. He bounces to the outside to get all the way to the sideline and kind of stutter steps and turns on the jets to get to the sideline for a big run. A big, big play that the Bearcats desperately needed.
And tag on five more yards for the face mask, non-personal foul face mask, wing tee to the right. Casey Sweeney keeps it to himself, going around the left side, and Sandusky's there to stand him up.